Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 11, 18 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 18 to 20. Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it. For at that time, he showed me what they were doing. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize that they had plotted against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, and his name be remembered no more." But you, Lord Almighty, who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you I have committed my cause. My theme for reflection is when hidden plots are brought into the light. When hidden plots are brought into the light. Someone once said that the most dangerous battles are not the ones fought openly, but the ones quietly arranged behind closed doors. Smiles are exchanged in public, but in private, stories are twisted, alliances are formed, and judgments are passed. Often those who plot believe their schemes are secure, that what is whispered will remain hidden, and what is imagined will one day become accepted truth. Yet history and faith remind us of a sobering reality. What is concealed from people is never hidden from God. The prophet Jeremiah knew something about this painful reality. In Jeremiah 11, 18 to 20, he discovers that people from his own community are secretly plotting against him because of the message he has been proclaiming. Jeremiah had been faithfully warning Judah that their persistent unfaithfulness to the covenant would lead to judgment. Living in the late 7th and early 6th century BCE, he witnessed the rise of the Babylonian Empire and warned that the coming invasion was not merely political misfortune, but the consequence of spiritual rebellion. Such preaching was deeply unpopular. What makes this moment even more piercing is not only the existence of the plot, but its hiddenness. Jeremiah walks unsuspectingly among people who have already judged him in their hearts. He describes himself as like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, unaware that quiet conversations, whispered alliances, and carefully crafted narratives were being formed against him. There is something profoundly unsettling about this. The human tendency to scheme in secrecy, to construct accusations in the shadows, and to hope almost confidently that the truth will never come to light. But how fragile such secrecy is before God. For the same Lord who calls his servants also uncovers what is concealed. What people bury in silence, God brings into speech. What is plotted in darkness, God draws into the open. And how shameful it becomes when those who spend their time weaving suspicion and harm are suddenly exposed, not by the one they targeted, but by the God they ignored. Jeremiah's pain reminds us of a sobering truth. Those who plot against others often assume they are safe because their intentions are hidden. Yet they forget that no life is hidden from God, and no scheme escapes divine sight. The tragedy is that such plots are often directed not at the guilty, but at those whose only offense is to speak truth or live faithfully. Here lies the warning for us. It is dangerously easy to justify our suspicions, to nurture quiet resentment, or to participate in conversations that slowly damage another person's name. Yet Jeremiah's story confronts us with a deep reality. In opposing the innocent, we may find ourselves opposing the very purposes of God. And so the call is not merely to observe Jeremiah's suffering, but to examine our own hearts. Where have we harbored quiet judgments? Where have we entertained narratives about others without truth or charity? The God who revealed the schemes against Jeremiah is the same God who searches us still. But his exposure is not only for judgment, it is also for mercy. It is an invitation to repentance, to turn away from hidden hostility and towards the difficult but life-giving path of truth, grace, and reconciliation. I like Jeremiah's response. It is striking. Instead of seeking revenge or defending himself aggressively, he turns his case over to God. O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, to you I have committed my cause. His lament becomes an act of trust. The philosopher Hannah Arendt once observed that truth has a stubbornness that power cannot easily silence. Jeremiah embodies that conviction. The truth he speaks does not depend on popularity. It rests in the justice of God. Another biblical voice balances this moment. In Romans 12:19, the Apostle Paul writes, "Do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath." Jeremiah's prayer anticipates that wisdom. Faithfulness means entrusting justice to God rather than carrying bitterness in our hearts. During Lent, this passage invites Christians to examine the cost of faithfulness. Lent reminds us that Christ himself walked a road where truth led to rejection and ultimately to the cross. Yet it also teaches us that faithfulness is never wasted in God's sight. Even when misunderstood, our task is not to win every argument, but to remain faithful and entrust our cause to the Lord who judges justly. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you experienced opposition or misunderstanding because you tried to do what you believed was right? Number two, how can you respond with faith and patience rather than resentment when such moments arise? And now our practical exercise for the day. Think of someone whose words or actions have wounded you. In prayer, consciously place that situation in God's hands and ask for the grace to release bitterness and trust God's justice. Righteous God, you see what is hidden and you judge with wisdom and mercy. When we feel misunderstood or opposed for doing what is right, we strengthen our courage and guard our hearts from bitterness. In this Lenten season, teach us to walk the path of Christ with humility, truth, and trust in your justice. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.